Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Big Titan Talk. I am your host, the Anime Nay, and I am here to digest all of the happenings with the final season of Attack on Titan, the final few moments of this crazy, crazy tale. And today we're going to be talking about not one, but two episodes. Yes, we are getting two episodes today. And I know y'all are probably like, Nay, where you been at, girl? And I know I am back, okay? I am back, baby. Seasonal depression can't keep me down for longer than 2 weeks at a time, okay? All I need is a little green juice, a little, you know, a little fake, little some, just to give me a little boost, a little sun, and a bowl pack of the devil's lettuce, and I am back kicking, okay? No, but for real, y'all, winter is almost over, and it actually might be spring right now, or about to be spring, either one. But for those of us who completely just lose our shit in winter, soon we will be reborn. Yeah, but actually at this point, who doesn't have seasonal depression? Okay, even talking to people who normally don't have like anxiety or who aren't diagnosed with depression or, you know, feel, you know, generally emotionally stable most of the time, be struggling in the winter. I know some folks love winter and they like thrive in the cold, which vampire, but you know, it's hard out here, and I'm like, the world dang near should be closed for like at least a month, or between like January 31st and March 31st, close it all, maybe, limited hours, perhaps, at least give out free like vitamin D pills or something like that for those months, okay? Take your vitamin D, y'all, it's supposed to help, so I've been told. What else helps? I find moving helps some, like moving a little bit, dancing, stretching, literally anything. I know it's difficult to like force yourself to do physical things when you're not feeling great, but I really do think that it helps a lot. It gives you some dopamine, anything that will give you a little bit of like dopamine release. But I will also say like, I try not to indulge too much in anything, because if you do that, I feel like if I get too much dopamine, the crash be hard. So beware. But yeah, I know it sucks, y'all. And try not to be hard on yourself, because again, I know it sucks. You know it sucks. The person next to you smiling, who is seemingly thriving through it all, also knows that it sucks. So sometimes you just gotta embrace that and literally do nothing and slap the guilt that might come with that in the face. And you know, guilt is for babies. Just keep telling yourself that. Guilt is for babies. Speaking of, I've been thinking a lot about Big Mouth and their depiction of the shame monster. Y'all, that had me going. As a kid, shame was my middle name. I was literally shaming myself for everything. Growing up super Christian and being a horned up teenager, even at the age of like 4, was not great. I swear to y'all, like, in every sexuality class I've ever taken, we always talk about like how old you were, or how old kids are when they first are like aware of their sexual being. I kid y'all not, I feel like from the moment I was born, I came out like, I wonder what he's like. But yeah, I used to be praying like, Lord, please deliver me from the shackles of staring at these boys' booties, Jesus. I was like literally 5 years old, just like so enamored. But my grandma's voice was always in the back of my head. You know, she was like, no sex before marriage. And I'm like, okay, I can barely stop fantasizing about my crush successfully jumping off the monkey bars / the swings and smirking at me after at age 5. How am I supposed to wait till marriage? Riddle me that, grandma. But you know what? I digress. Y'all just need to go watch Big Mouth if you haven't seen it. It's fire. But I will warn you, this last season, Def was a little bit cringe, and not in the way that you might think. I have a lot of thoughts on just how unexplored female sexuality is in general. You know, it's a problem. We all know it's a problem. It's a problem for us. It's a problem for everyone. And it's easy to kind of make fun of that, and the show definitely does, and it brings up stuff that's not supposed to be traumatizing per se, like, you know, in the normal sense of the word, but it low-key kind of is. Like, okay, you know, when you're young, and it still continues as you age, but If you are in a heterosexual relationship or in a heterosexual sexual relationship when you're younger, you know, the whole boy struggling to please a girl as adolescence thing. Yeah, it's all fun and games for the boys, and y'all can laugh at how clueless you are and hearty har, haha, look at all the mistakes I made. But when it comes to it, like, think about the other person in that. Like, as the girl, it comes with a lot of ridicule, panic, questioning if it's you, and again, that shame, and a lot of times pain, y'all. Like, you know, you don't know where to put your fingers, and it's funny to you, but I mean, it's literally my delicate flesh that you're stabbing repeatedly, asking if I love it. Yeah, I guess. But anyway, go watch Big Mouth. But to the anime talk we go, because we got a lot to cover. But before we get into AOT, quick shout out to the anime that I've been watching this week to try to keep my mind off the fact that AOT is going away. Lucky Star, shout out to Brooks, baby Brooks, my girl Sally Chan, for recommending it. And she's told me about it before, but I honestly, it takes me a little bit to give a slice of life type of show a chance. But it's so cute. I love the random ass conversations. Again, so relatable, and they resonate. The first episode, they literally are arguing about, not arguing, but discussing how to eat this like chocolate pastry. And these are literally the things that I think about. Like, okay, well, I eat it like this. What's the correct way? How do you eat it? Like, what's the most efficient way? It's very relatable. So definitely get into it. Yeah, and I also finished the fifth season of My Hero, and sadly, I can't even tell you where the show left off. Like, I don't know, I swear I was paying attention, but maybe the cliffhanger just wasn't cliffhangery enough. I don't remember, but I do know that I was a huge fan of all of the Hawks that we got to see, and Endeavor too. Y'all, I am rooting for him to figure out his ish so badly. Like, I just want him to go to therapy, get his stuff together, fix things with his family. But I also need to know that his wife, or are they even still together? His baby mama. I need to know she gonna be okay. Because what? She in a whole hospital because of the number one hero, the guy who's now the number one hero. Ain't that about a bitch? Hell no. Like, do the heroes have recourse? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he literally was a terror, and now he's a number one hero. Oof. I digress. But I'm also definitely really tired of watching them train. I have to say, like, y'all, these kids, especially after seeing the movies, I'm like, if these kids can defeat these big time villains, y'all, how much more training do they need? And can they just become second years already? Please. How are we still in their first year? Oh my god, don't nobody have this much character development in a year. Don't nobody develop this much in a year, okay? And I'm also rewatching the newest Demon Slayer season just for thrills, you know, just for thrills, which gone too soon. Need more episodes. What's up with that? But yeah, thank you guys for listening to the podcast. It's a very bittersweet winding down of everything. I'm really gonna miss this. And, you know, I'm sad. I can't spread my random theories and predictions across the interwebs about whether Aaron will successfully murder everyone or not. You know, so I'm gonna miss it, but let's get into AOT these past 2 weeks. And I'm not going to do a full recap of episode 84 because there was a lot of chitter chatter going on, but let's jump in. So, episode 84, Night of the End. Let's talk about it. So like I said, this one was a lot of talking, but honestly, we needed it. We definitely did. So we get to see the plan, or how the plan was put in place, and we get to see Mikasa and John and their thoughts on whether they were going to help stop Eren or not. And I just don't know. I don't know how I feel about the team mashup with Marley and Paradise Island. I mean, personally, I think it's ridiculous, but like, I don't want to say that I'm just like all the way game with killing everyone, but at the same time, like, I just don't think that whatever they about to do is gonna work, and it don't make sense. Like, y'all literally just did the most to help Eren, and now y'all are stopping him. What up? But we see that their ultimate plan is to indeed save the world and buy them more time. Buy them more time. How many times have we seen them try to buy themselves more time? Okay. there's no more time to be had. The world decided it's time to get that iceberg stone up off y'all, okay? They said we don't even care about the wall, the Titans and the walls. We don't care about King Fritz threats. 5 years ago, 4 years ago, how many years ago that was? Or wait, no, it was like 9 years ago at this point. When Annie and Reiner and them showed up and kicked that wall down, y'all ain't had no time. The clock started ticking then. Time is up, okay? They said, look, we gonna test it out and see because we need this iceberg stone, but whatever. During this episode, we see the discussion they've been needing, or we've been needing to see. And I thought we were about to see Annie versus Mikasa for a second because, you know, things got a little tense. They like, you know, can y'all kill Eren if the time comes for it? And Mikasa's like, we don't even need to do that. We could just talk. And Annie's like, I knew you would say something like that. And Mikasa's like, oh, you trying to get rid of me? And Annie's like, you know what? No, I'm not even trying to go that route. Like, I know this is hard. Like, but yeah, finally, John says it to McGaff too. Marley has been portraying Paradise Island to be devils this entire time. And he goes in telling McGaff about this. And he's like, y'all actually seem to be the devils to me, okay? And yeah, he finally, John just says plainly, Marley made Eren do the rumbling, period. Okay. I don't know what y'all thoughts are on that, but I mean, if I don't see how anyone disagrees with that. Like, Marley, you again started this whole thing with Paradise Island. Honestly, Paradise Island was chilling in the walls. Like, honestly, kind of low-key killing them own selves off. Like, think about the fact that the scout's whole job was to go out and scout the world. And slowly but surely, they were getting murked every time they went out. And it wasn't until Marley decided to infiltrate Paradise Island and y'all kill Eren Mama that this started all off, okay? Now, we can argue if it was Reiner. We can argue if it was freaking, I don't even know. It seems like everybody thinks it's their fault, but at the end of the day, we're here. Marley, y'all definitely had a huge part into it. I don't know why you're acting like you didn't. So, McGaff keeps bringing up 2,000 years, and he's saying the island's suffering is a joke compared to the 2,000 years of suffering that Paradise Island folks or Eldians have caused. And to that, I say, boy, please chill out. look at what's happening right now, okay? And Hanji's like, you know, we're actually the weird people that are trying to help the ones that are trying to eradicate them. And, you know, my question to the listeners is this. What would y'all do? Truly, like, what would you do if you were sitting around this fire and you guys are having this conversation? Would you press on with the plan or would you take a step back? I don't know. This is tough. I mean, I honestly, I don't know. I think part of the problem is that Paradise Island right now isn't even looking like a sufficient choice. Like, even as John was thinking about whether he wanted to stay or go, it's kind of bad because it's like, well, even if you stay, you have to deal with Flock and the resistance that's happening in Paradise Island. It's not like Paradise Island is a mecca or a utopia now, you know, like, and can just chill and wait for the Titans to do their job. Like, that's not how it works. Or, you know, it's not how it's working, it seems. But yeah, but Annie brings up, like I said, maybe having to kill Eren, and that just like throws everybody for a huge, 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 huge wrench. And it's just tense. It's just really tense. But we also find out in this moment that Yelena is Marleyan. Girl. Yelena, she's something else. But Yelena in that moment brings up Marco. And I'm like, why is he still being brought up, y'all? Like, I get it. You know, that was such a crazy moment because it really just shows how conflicted or really just how mentally unstable and just, yeah, just mentally unstable Reiner was at that point and has continued to be. Like, I mean, honestly, not even at that point. I feel like from the time Reiner saw, what's his name, Marcel, the guy who was the original Jaw Titan, get eaten instead of him, it was over for Reiner. It was over for him. He wasn't ever going to be the same. He just wasn't. So yeah, but Yelena brings up Marco, and Reiner confesses, like, tells him everything that, yeah, like, it's my fault. He got eaten And John beats his ass. And Reiner takes it. He's like, yeah, I mean, shoot, I deserve this. But Gabby steps in and shows Reiner. And John ends up kicking her. But I don't know. You know, Reiner, of all the people on the show, I can't lie to you. Like, my top most I feel bad for you is Reiner, Zeke, Mikasa. Not Zeke. I'm sorry. I totally misspoke. That's me rewinding. Reiner, Levi. Levi, okay? Mikasa. And yeah, those are probably my top three right now. Reiner, self-explanatory. Literally has seen all of his friends get eaten. He has killed a plethora of people, never really actually wanted to do it, really just did it for his mother, who honestly didn't really care about him that much anyway. Dad totally didn't care. And now he's ultra depressed and wants to die and is just waiting to die. Levi, I don't know how he's pressing on. At this point, the only thing that's keeping him going is the thought of killing Zeke. And Mikasa, like, she just... same deal with her. Like, she has Armin there, but I feel like Armin is hanging by a thread. The love of her life, Eren, just God knows what's going on. God knows what's about to happen with that. And I feel like at this point, she don't really even know herself. Like, she's not, like, who is she outside of Eren's protector, Armin's protector, and, I mean, all of our protectors at this point, you know? Who is she? But yeah, I feel so bad for all of them. I mean, really everybody, but who do I have no empathy for real, everyone else in Marley. Like, hearing them talk about, you guys have to help us, our family's gonna get trampled. I'm like, oh, like their whole families did? Armin daddy died too, didn't he? Like, what's going on here? I don't know. I just would be like, I don't have no sympathy. I'm purely doing this, so Paradise Island don't look bad. In fact, don't say nothing to me until we get to the place and we are about to do the plan. I don't wanna hear nothing from you, Magath, and I definitely don't want to hear nothing from you, Peek, or anybody else. Shut it up and let's just get to it. Is what someone should have said, but no. The kids beg, and honestly, fuck them kids. But, you know, they somehow get to John and the rest of them. And Magath finally shuts up, and in the end, everyone decides to go along with the plan. And we find out that they're headed to the flying boat, which is docked at a port. And it's with the Osmobitos. They're being guarded by Flock and a bunch of the Jaegerists. That's how the episode ends. We have the scouts and Marley on their way to try to get this boat so they can stop Eren. All right, episode 85, and we're gonna get a little bit more of a full recap because, y'all, this, I cried. I'm gonna just let y'all know right here, right now, I cried. I was so sad watching this. So the episode starts, Magath and Hanji, unlikely duo, are trying to figure out the best way to go about getting the flying boat so they can get to Eren quickly. Hanji points out that if the Jaegerists find out that they're there, they will destroy the boat, which they don't want. She says, like, they don't want to destroy the boat more than likely, because if they do, what are they going to do now? They'll never have another flying boat again, or it'll take years and years and years to complete. So they won't destroy it all willy-nilly, but they will definitely jeopardize that future if they find out that Hanji and the rest of them are there to steal it. They will blow that sucker up. So the plan right now is to kill every single Jaegerist. And for that to work, they gotta use everybody. Now, I'm giving a strong side eye to that plan. But Mikasa's like, well, we can't kill the Osmobitos. We don't want anything to happen to them. And Annie's like, who cares about them? They attacked our homeland. Again, there we go. There we go with the Marleyans being like, we don't care about nobody else but us, okay? Excuse you? Are the Marleyans dumb? Do you think this is the way to get people on your side? But I mean, it works, shoot. I guess they not dumb. I guess they not, because it works. Because, yeah, then comes Anya Kapoon, and he's like, no, actually, we cannot hurt them because they're the only ones that can actually service the boat because the wings are not attached right now. And I believe Anya Kapoon can fly it, but he's like, I can't put it together. Like, we need them for at least part of the mission, so we have to protect them. And Annie's like, oh, okay, so the plan is to protect everyone that's needed, aka like the Hizarus, us, whatever, and kill everyone else. And basically Paradise Island's like, nah, we are not about to kill the Yeagers. Like, Connie's like, bro, like, we literally came here to save the world, and now you're telling us like we literally we have to kill all of our friends first? Like, what's up? But Annie's like, bro, like, we cannot protect everyone and somehow get this boat. Like, nah. And Peek is like, yeah, nah, I'm sorry, they gotta go. But Connie, like I said, he's like, no, I don't think so. The question is there a plan where they don't have to do that? No, there is not a plan where they can somehow get the boat and rescue everyone and capture Flock. And I mean, there's just way too many Yeagers. They're armed with thunder spears. It is what it is. Like, y'all made y'all decision. Y'all decided to go against Paradise Island ultimately. Like, in my head, it's not the world versus the Yeagers at all. It's like that became a thing to me in this season, but like, forget that. To me, it's Paradise Island versus everybody else. Like, for real. And I just can't believe that all of them went from fighting for humanity, for their humanity, to now fighting against themselves. Y'all are literally, the brainwashing in this show. The brainwashing in this show is top tier manipulation. Honestly, if you're a manipulative person, do not watch this show, okay? You gonna watch the show. I already know you are. But for real though, like, I don't see how. I just don't know. Like, man, Stockholm Syndrome out the wazoo. But back to the plot here, okay? And he's like, dang, y'all are right. Y'all shouldn't have to do this. It actually surprises me when Annie will, like, become humanistic all of a sudden. Like, she's so blunt and just so, like, I don't care. If you're not my dad, I don't care. But then when she, like, softens and is like, actually, y'all shouldn't be made to kill all these people. And period. They've literally killed everyone. Let alone all the Titans that they've had to kill. Like, come on now. But Hanji's like, we literally have to do this. The Titans have probably already reached Marley. So we gotta just go for it. And McGath goes up to Yelena at this point. He is fed up and he starts smashing her face in. He's like, where is Aaron going? And my question is, why do we think Yelena knows? And Yelena, I thought that this whole plan was to euthanize everybody. In her head, Zeke was about to figure everything out. So I'm like, why do you think she has all this intel? Maybe she does, and maybe it's just something I'm missing. But I don't know, because I'm thinking back to even, you know, back in part one when everyone was interrogating Yelena about Aaron going to Marley, and they were like, you had to have been an influence on him, like, this is all on your doing. And she's like, I didn't do that, like, I don't know. And honestly, I kind of believe that Aaron is just doing whatever he wants. I don't think she knows anything. I mean, maybe, but I feel like, does she for real? I don't think so. But I don't know. But yeah, so he ends up softening and he ends up apologizing for the night before. And he said he was foolish for what he says. And he admits that he was just trying to disgustingly justify his own actions. Do we care for your apology? Nope. Keep it. We don't care, McGath. And he says that he's become a vile person. He's just as vile as Marley. And he finally says that, you know, he's the one to blame. You'll think. And I just cannot take him at this moment. Chill out, bro. We here, okay? Like, just shut up. Yeah, you're terrible. Like, thanks for finally figuring it out. But Yelena's face says it all. She looking like, all right, I don't, okay. Like, does anyone believe what's coming out of his mouth? Maybe, but at the same time, just, you're only doing this because your plan failed. You're literally only saying all of this because without the people of Paradise Island, your entire world is going to be shook if and rocked. Like, the people of Marley should literally be on their hands and knees begging the Paradise Island people for help. begging. Because if Aaron's plan does succeed, what are they gonna do? Are like the six of them or whatever, Falco, Gabby, Peek, Magath. What are they gonna do? What y'all gonna start y'all own civilization somewhere? No, you're gonna have to chill at Paradise Island and hope they take mercy on you. So y'all should be on your hands and knees begging. But he mentions that Aaron wants to destroy. Before that, he even brings up the fact that he thinks Annie and Reiner and Peek shouldn't even have to carry all of this on their shoulders, and really it's up to all of them to remember this ridiculous blood-filled history. Bro, you gonna say this now? Again, it just is too little too late. How are you gonna say Annie, Reiner, and Peek shouldn't have to carry all of this? They've been carrying this since they were like 10. These kids have been murdering people since they were 10 because you asked them to. Like, oh my God. Then he mentions Aaron's, but Aaron wants to destroy everything, and that's just unforgivable. Yo, if it's one thing that I learned from this show, it's that everyone has their own moral clock, okay? And that there, in reality, people's moral compasses, will come in alignment every so often, but what one person thinks is completely unethical and wrong, another person thinks is totally fine. And, Magath might feel like them attacking Marley, killing, not Marley, but them attacking Paradise Island and killing tons and tons and tons of innocent people countless times and turning Eldians all around the world into Titans and murdering them is totally acceptable. But Aaron deciding to take revenge and murdering everyone on the planet other than the people of Paradise Island is just totally unforgivable. And again, what? Where? Where is this coming from? But yeah. He's like, we shouldn't be fighting, and or not we, but he's like, y'all shouldn't be fighting. But then Armin's like, nah, we gotta fight, bro. We gonna stand up, we have to do what we gotta do. Everyone's gonna join the fight. Then we see Falak with Osmobitos, and he's running his mouth, y'all. God dang, I to this day cannot believe that the person we met in season three, who I totally was not expecting to see past that episode where Aaron, not Aaron, Ervin, Erwin, y'all, again, which one is it, y'all? Which one is it? Is it Erwin or Ervin, bro? Which one? But either way, Captain Erwin leading everybody to their death, I for sure was thinking, oh yeah, we're never seeing this character again. And the fact that we still have him, ugh, can't. But anyway, he's being annoying and he's already killed a ton of engineers. And he's talking about how the world is about to change and just yapping his gums, like, ugh. But Lady Hiyome, or Kiyomi, she comes in like, nah, you're wrong. The world will be a smaller place, but y'all will continue to kill yourselves as always. And he's like, thanks for that, but I don't need your input. And he's about to shoot her when Armin and Connie come strolling up on their horses outside. And they're in a panic and they're acting like the armored and cart titan got away and they need the flying boat immediately. They're like, Block, you gotta let the flying boat go. Like, we need it. Armor and armor, the armored titan and cart titan, they got away and they're on their way to get to Aaron. Like, we have to do something. And Flock obviously is confused, like, oh shoot, what do I do? But Armin and Connie, they immediately go up to the boat and they're hoping they, can convince those two guys that are guarding the boat, which they're two Jaegerists that they know. So Armin is like, guys, like, y'all have to take the explosives off the boat. And they aren't really buying it immediately. They're like, yo, we heard that y'all might have teamed up with Marley and betrayed us. But like, Armin and Connie are like, what? Who told y'all that? And but the guys are like, nah, y'all could be tricking us. But they do it anyway. They do it anyway, okay? They do it anyway. They listen to Armin and Connie. They start taking the explosives off the boat, and Armin and Connie are uncomfortable. But in that moment, they're waiting to see, like, as the so the explosives are undetonated. Undetonated? What's the word? The explosives are off the thing, okay? They're off the boat. But they're waiting to see if Locke is gonna actually send out the engineers. And Falk is like, I don't know, this is kind of strange. This is the only moment I was like, of course he would choose now to actually be smart. But he's like, I don't know, this is kind of strange. Why would they come here on horses? He's just like, I'm not going with it. So he decides to shoot Lady Kiyomi. But right before he does, she says, hell no. And she has his ass on the ground. Okay. Mikasa comes, but right as like that happens, she gets him on the ground, but Flock yells and is like, kill her, to his henchmen, because, you know, he can't do nothing himself. Mikasa comes flying through the window, murking niggas. And Flock flies out of the window right at that moment, and he's like, everyone's a traitor, kill Armin and Mikasa and Connie. And so it begins. The Yeagers start attacking the building. Mikasa's like, we have no choice, we have to just wipe them all out. So Hanji, Magath, and John join in the fight, and they start taking people out. Okay, back on the dock, the Yeagers have now heard that Armin, Connie, Mikasa are traitors. And so the two dudes are looking at Connie and Armin like, what the hell? And they're shook because they know Armin and Connie super well, and they're like, how could y'all do this to us? And this is when I started to really freak out, because I'm like, oh my god, what's about to happen. So one of them goes to try to reconnect the bomb, and Armin's like, no, don't do this. And the dude shoots Armin. He shoots him up. And right then and there, I'm gonna let y'all know this, I thought it was done. I was like, oh, so you're telling me this is the final episode, because Armin's about to transform and kill everybody? Cool. Like, I just knew for sure Armin was about to be turned into a colossal titan. But I was thinking, I hope he doesn't, just because that would like literally destroy everyone and the boat and everything, and just at that point everything would be futile. But I was like, what else is about to happen? Like, how are they gonna get out of this? So, yeah, Armin is shot. Connie's looking like, what do I do? Armin doesn't transform, though, y'all, thank God. And the men are still like, WTF, Connie and Armin, y'all betrayed us. Okay. The humans are hiding in the basement. When out comes, so it's looking bleak kind of right now, right? All the humans are hiding in the basement. And by humans, I mean, like, Mikasa, the Azumabitos, Magath, all of them. But the Yeagers, Connie, Armin, and now out comes Reiner and Annie. Team Blonde and Strong. They come flying out and they transform into the female and armored titan. And we get to see the female titan for the first time in a long time, okay? Since season one. And she's looking strong. She is looking strong. She doesn't look as fast, but she's looking strong. So, yeah, Yelena's like, well, can't take the violence out of the people, right? And she looks over at Levi, and Levi's looking distraught AF. Y'all, I mean, come on, like, just shut up, Yelena. You're just so salty. Shut up. But anyway, I also watched this video that was about the female titan. It was talking about what would happen if a man inherited the female titan and if it would still be a woman. And long story short, yeah, it would still be a woman. But it was basically a dude just doing, like, you know, a little fan video, gathering evidence and stuff. But it made a lot of sense. And it was just basically talking about how, like, the original, or the 9 specialty titans will always take the form of whatever Ymir originally kind of crafted them as originally. So yeah, the female titan is a woman and has a woman's body, so no matter who inherits it, that's what they're gonna look like. Which makes a lot of sense. But anyway, I digress. Back to the action. So, Connie is freaking out. Connie's freaking out, okay? There's guns pointed at him. And Armin is coming back too. He's crawling and he ends up jumping on top of the guy who was trying to detonate the bomb. And Connie now jumps on top of the other guy. And Connie and the other guy's like, why are you doing this? I thought that we were friends. And Connie's like, we are friends. Oh, we have to save the world. And, you know, through Connie's struggle, he ends up grabbing a gun. And while the other one is struggling, and the other one meaning the other Jaegerist, he's struggling with Armin on top of him. He puts a gun to Armin's head. And Armin, y'all, like, I don't know, this was scary. Armin just looks, like, I don't know if it was because he was healing or if it's because he's just, like, low-key shook and just a little traumatized and frozen. But the look on his face is like, he is gone. I just am not anticipating Armin being the same after this. I don't know what his next few lines are going to be, but like, if he pulls it together and is a leader in this, I would be very surprised. But yeah, in this moment, he looks like a zombie with his gun pointed to his head. And Connie, oh, so right then and there, the guy who has the gun on Armin's head, he has a flashback to Bertholdt saying someone has to do it, and you know, it's a little, I'm a little confused. I don't know whose flashback that was. I don't know if it was the guy who had the gun to Armin's head, if it was Connie's flashback, Armin's flashback, I'm not sure. But in that moment, Connie grabs the gun. He yells really, 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 really loud, and Connie pops both of them in the head, bro. Connie pops both of them in the head. He starts off with a guy who has the gun to Armin's head. He shoots him, and then he shoots the guy who he's holding down. And I mean, oh my God, I was cringing and literally like bawling at this point. Yeah, this hurts. This hurts a lot. I have never been a huge fan of Connie. It felt like he was just kind of there. And I did question the decision that he was alive and Sasha was not. And then the whole thing with him and his mom, that kind of softened me. Because at first I was like, we do not care about your mama, Connie. But, you know, he is one of the ones who has a family left, a family member left. And she's a whole Titan. Like, that has to hurt. So, I don't know. Seeing him go through that was tough. And this, oh my God, like, that's tough. I don't think I could do that. I really cannot do that. I cannot put a gun to my best friend's head and pull the trigger. Oof. And you know, best friend is strong. Maybe that wasn't his best friend. But I can't put a gun to nobody's head and pull the trigger, let alone somebody I knew and trained with. Mm-mm. But, you know, it's for humanity, I guess. They're brainwashed. But, yeah, Connie does it. Armin is still sitting there shook. Armin does not move. He doesn't move the whole time. And Connie yells, and honestly, all the voice acting in this show this season, whew, between Grisha, the moment after we see Grisha attacking the Founding Titan and killing all them little kids, and Connie right now, I don't know. This show needs to be just called Anguish. For real. Like, this show, Anguish. Who is not in agony? Name one character who is not in complete agony. Like, all the Eldians around the world know what's about to happen. Meaning the anguish is spreading around the world. Okay? Paradise Island, I mean, maybe some of the Jaegerists in Paradise Island are, like, happy and feel like they're good and they're in the clear and things will be fine. But if you're a Jaegerist at that pier right now, you're in anguish. And yeah, I mean, literally, I feel like there are probably like 10 people max that have hope that the next hour will lead them into like a better existence. But yeah, you guys, that is where we left off. I have absolutely no predictions for the next few episodes. I mean, absolutely none. I don't know if Flock is even still alive because, I mean, Armor Titan and Female Titan transformed literally right on top of him. And he would have been the first one I would have had to take out. So, I don't even know. We'll find out, I guess, in this next episode. But, yeah, I'm like, at this point, you guys kind of have a handle on things, it seems. So, yeah, but I feel like once they get the boat up and running, they're not going to be able to stop Aaron. What are they going to do? Y'all, Aaron, oh my God. What are y'all possibly going to say that is going to stop this man on a mission? Y'all couldn't stop him when he went to Marley, okay? Y'all couldn't stop him when he attacked Marley. Y'all couldn't stop him from escaping prison. Y'all couldn't stop him from making contact with Zeke. Y'all couldn't stop him from releasing all them damn titans in them walls. And y'all definitely can't stop him from destroying the world. Like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I don't want to say they can't, but I just, what are y'all about to do? What are y'all about to do? I guess they have a lot of the specialty titans, though, right? They have right now Jaw Titan, Cart Titan, Female Titan, Armor Titan. Yeah, I guess, like, if they combine powers, I don't know. But that huge Skeletor-looking thing that's supposed to be Eren does not look like it will be easily taken down. So, as to be seen how they're going to actually accomplish that. But like I said, I am along for this ride. There are two more episodes left, if I am counting correctly. Just two. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. That final episode, y'all, I don't even know. I don't even know what my emotions are going to be like. I am praying. I am just praying at this point that a few of our beloved ones can make it through. But at this point, everybody is getting offed. Everyone is getting offed. If Mikasa can make it, I'll be happy. If Mikasa makes it, I'll be happy. I would love if Armin made it too, but shoot, I don't know. He looking a little down and out, so. But yeah, you guys, I would love to hear some of your predictions, okay? Connect with me online. Hit me up on all the socials at @_AnimeNay. I'm always up for chatting about AOT and other random anime stuff, whatever comes to mind. And make sure you guys are checking out my YouTube channel, still putting out recaps and things like that. And stay tuned to Big Titan Talk, y'all. We only have two more episodes of Attack on Titan, and crazy two episodes I already know they will be. So thanks again, y'all, for rocking with me and for being patient. You guys are the bee's knees. And remember, take a deep breath. Take a moment to just chill out. You know, life sucks, but also life can be pretty cool. And sometimes just gotta remind yourself of that. All the time, you have to remind yourself of that. But yeah, y'all, I will catch y'all in the next episode. Peace.